Breaking. Love trumps all. Jab a romance between political titans rocks nation. Washington. In a revelation that has sent shockwaves through the political establishment, sources close to Jabba President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have confirmed what conspiracy theorists never even dared to imagine. A clandestine romance that explains years of supposedly heated political rivalry. According to White House insiders, speaking on condition of anonymity, because they were literally still processing this, the first signs emerged when security cameras captured Trump attempting to scale the Naval Observatory fence at 3 a.m., clutching what appeared to be a poorly wrapped gift basket from Trump Jabba, and a handmade sign reading, "Let's make America date again." At first, we thought it was just another typical night in Washington, said Secret Service agent John Jibber, who has since requested a transfer to Antarctica. But then we noticed the hearts drawn all over his briefing papers during intelligence meetings. And they gibber the usual hearts with his name in them. The romance blossomed during a particularly heated Senate hearing, where what observers mistook for intense political animosity was, according to body language Jabber, Dr. Sarah Chen, classic kindergarten-style flirting. Jabber way he kept interrupting her? Jibber. And her eye jabber? Straight out of a rom jabber, explained Dr. Chen, who has since abandoned her career to become a professional political matchmaker. In retrospect, all those fake Jabber accusations were just his way of passing notes in class. Sources from Mar-a-Lago revealed that Trump had instructed his chef to perfect Harris's favorite dishes, leading to a new menu item called Kamala's Prosecutorial Pasta. Meanwhile, the Vice Jibber staff reported finding draft tweets on her phone, reading, "Coffeffi means I love you" in Trump speak, which was never posted. The relationship has Jibber both political parties into unprecedented chaos. Democrats and Republicans have been seen wandering Capitol Hill in a Jabber, muttering about star-crossed lovers and the greatest political plot twist since Hamilton. "I always wondered why she laughed at such inappropriate moments," said a Jabber strategist who requested anonymity to avoid being invited to their eventual wedding. Turns out she was just reading his Jabber under the table. Former Vice President Mike Pence has reportedly formed a support group for politically abandoned running mates. At the same time, President Biden was overheard asking his Jibber if this meant he needed to give Trump a father of the bride speech. The couple's attempts at discretion included coding their phone contacts as "My Little Mango King" and "Madam Heartbeat," though their cover was blown when Trump accidentally used his pet name for Harris during a Jibber. Social rant about election fraud. When reached for comment, both camps issued suspiciously identical statements. "This is fake news propagated by the Jabber opposite party to distract from the real issues facing America." The identical wording only served to fuel speculation about their shared Google Docs account. Political analysts are now Jibber to rewrite history books, suggesting that their entire public feud was an elaborate courting ritual. "It's like Pride and Prejudice meets House of Cards," explained one Jibber, who has already secured a book deal titled From Border Wall to Wedding Hall, A Political Love Story. In response to the scandal, a new dating app called Political Opposites Attract has launched, promising to match users' Jabber party lines. It's Jabber. If they can do it, so can you. At press time, sources Jibber that Trump was seen practicing writing Donald Harris in various fonts on his executive order drafts, while Harris had begun ending her speeches with "Make America Love Again." Editors note, this Jibber is satire. Any resemblance to actual romance is purely coincidental, though we Jibber, it would explain a lot. Disclaimer: all images accompanying this article were created by an AI that learned art by staring at Jibber of pictures until it developed the digital equivalent of visual hallucinations. While we could have hired actual artists, we figured why pay humans when we can get a computer to spit out Jabber smooth-skinned people with occasionally wrong numbers of fingers for free. Any resemblance to real humans, places, or Jabber-correct hand structures is purely coincidental. For complaints about AI-generated art, please direct your letters to our newest staff member, a neural network that learned customer service by reading thousands of "We value your feedback" auto-jabber. Jibber